Chapter 7. There is no doubt that developments in medical science have enabled a lot of patients to live longer lives. However, should the opportunity to live longer be given to all people, regardless of their circumstances? In hospitals, while various machines are used to treat patients, often the number of patients is greater than that of machines available. Doctors thus have to decide which patients are the most deserving. The question still remains, though, as to what standards they should set in the decision. In the U.S., one state has had trouble deciding who should receive free medical treatment. A tight budget has forced it to limit care based on the cost of treatment and its effectiveness. In the UK, there was a legal case concerning the failure of an operation on an 11-year-old girl. Her doctor said she would have little chance of survival. Her father, however, insisted in court that the local health authority should continue to treat her. His court battle failed, but then a person offered to provide the money. These cases raise difficult questions. We must ask ourselves whether it is right to allow the question of money to decide who receives health care. In the same way, should medical care be limited only to patients who are most likely to survive? Should we refuse treatment to seriously ill patients who waste resources? It is impossible to put a price on someone's life. Yet economics is forcing doctors and hospital managers to do so.